A couple of years ago, we looked at this challenge on the number of contracts that don't get any sales. And what is that costing the government? And what could we do differently to tackle that problem? So we established a team, sort of moved aside the contracts that did not have any sales and took a real deep look at that and had conversations with each and every one of those vendors, maybe written communication initially and then follow up with phone calls and conversations about their business. And something I didn't get to mention this morning that we learned last year and is true this year as well is the fact that we have as many contracts that get reassigned back to the CO because they're getting business or they have sales as much as the ones that we've ended up canceling.
Did you cancel some actual schedules, or is this when you talk about you're canceling scheduled contracts, this is just on the IT side? You're not actually ending a specific schedule, at least you're not. I mean, I think it may be happening in other places at GSA.
We're not closing the Schedule 70 schedule at all. These are specific contracts on Schedule 70, and it is a contract compliance issue. And it is, you know, they're not meeting the contract requirements with those sales. And it's a little different. You talked about the other schedules within the Multiple Award Schedule Program, and those items are a little different. They're not technology. It's a saturated market, maybe old products, and there's a lot of reasons by the reason those schedules are actually being canceled. But in Schedule 70, absolutely not.
What's the reaction been from the vendors for the most part? Were some surprised or some upset? Because there's a cost for the vendor to get on the schedule, and then there's a cost to GSA as well to maintain it.
It really has varied tremendously. This year alone, I know that we set aside about 500 contracts that we were going to look at that didn't meet the sales criteria. And 200 we've ended up canceling, but 300 we ended up reassigning to the contracting officer because through our conversations with those vendors, they were able to get sales. We gave them some marketing techniques. We actually gave them some tools on our website that they weren't aware of. So 300 we actually reassigned and got sales. So they're pretty happy.
And what's the criteria? Is it just a minimum sales or minimum what?
Well, it's $25,000, so it's a dollar amount. It's, you know, that part's very black and white. What's not so black and white is how did they get there? What are they missing? What markets? And the other thing that we haven't talked about is just how much is this helping on our state and local market, too. Some of our vendors surprisingly didn't realize that they could also market to state and local, and we've had a 38% increase in our state and local market this year.
Just on IT-70?
Just on IT-70, yes.
Well, because I know that a lot of times vendors will use GSA schedule to sell only to state and local, and I think that comes part of that conversation of do you get rid of somebody who has done no federal sales, but if they're using it for another reason like state and local, then that's a reason maybe to keep it. Are you getting pushback at all from vendors who you've had to cancel? Are you getting any potential complaints? What are you hearing from those who end up having to cancel?
Well, when we first started this a couple of years ago, we talked about that's part of the risk in doing something different, and sometimes that's what keeps people back. But what we decided is how can we mitigate that risk? And it's all about that conversation and planning for those ultimate discussions that you might have to have with other stakeholders like folks on the Hill that might have an interest in a particular contractor. So we've been able to document our conversations, and that's gone a long way to tell that story. The difference this year compared to last year is this year we decided to rename the team instead of the no sales, low sales team to be the productive contracts team. Because the concept really is our ultimate goal, and what does success look like? Productive contracts.
One of the things is, that I've heard is industry is maybe has a little concern about this process. What are you doing to both alleviate those concerns and maybe improve the process over the next, you know, year or so to ensure that you are meeting the goals that you stated, but also to ensure that industry doesn't feel like GSA is just haphazardly cutting people from the schedule because they had no sales?
Well, we are always learning, and every time we have a dialogue with some of the vendors that have those concerns, we learn something new. And every time I have an opportunity to speak quite a bit, and every time I'm out in a speaking engagement, I talk about the productive contracts team and what we're trying to do. I don't think you can over-communicate the goal. And as I mentioned earlier, what is success look like? Success, I'd be very happy if all 5,000 and then some of my contracts were productive and then I didn't have any that don't have sales. That's the ultimate goal.
Have you had conversations with industry associations about what you're doing in terms of reducing the number of scheduled contractors, and what have you heard from them?
Well, I certainly have, and I was just at the Coalition for Government Procurement last week with Mary Davey, and we talked a little bit about this particular initiative. It was kind of a review of what's been going on in the schedules program the last couple of years. Just a lot of the industry leaders and I have had a discussion about what we're trying to accomplish.
From GSA's perspective, there's been some moves to do some schedule consolidation, maybe reduce the number of contracts that vendors have to hold. For instance, I spoke with Tiffany Hickson recently, and she talked about what's happening with this professional services schedule. Anything around in the IT schedule where you're looking at maybe a similar consolidation, where you're saying, you know, if we could reduce the number of schedule contracts or a number of SINs or something? I know the cloud computing RFI maybe is heading down in that direction, but is there anything like that happening where you're trying to better manage the schedules from your perspective and also make it easier on both vendors and agency customers?
There's always, again, room for improving business processes. And as we look at the multiple number of items on Schedule 70 and in reaction to our customers who are saying, wow, that's really a lot for us to search through, can you help us here? Those are some of the drivers, you know, looking at it from the customer viewpoint. We really are looking at, I don't know that consolidation is the right word, you know, because like you just pointed out, for the ease of use for the customer, we're actually looking at adding a special item number. So in the IT Schedule 70 world, it's very different in the sense that the technology is moving in a very rapid pace, of course. So I don't see consolidation, but what I do see is just continued smarter business practices and providing that information to our customers so that they can meet their mission needs.
The impetus for GSA to do this, is it savings? Because I know there is significant savings, something like $3,200 per contract. That's what it costs to administrative. Or is there something more to it? Because the scheduled contracts have been around for probably almost 20 years now. Sometimes it comes time just to say, okay, who's doing business, who's not, and let's make sure we have a good refresher. What's the different reasons why?
The cost savings that you mentioned has certainly been a nice benefit because we certainly want to save money wherever we can. And we've saved, I don't know, well over $3 million on administrative fees. It's $3,200 a year to keep a contract, even with no sales. But again, as we talked about earlier, this is really about meeting our customer needs, meeting mission needs. And if we have that many contracts that are not producing sales, then somehow we're missing the mark. So it's really about getting those contracts productive.
What are some maybe unexpected benefits or expected benefits that came about because of this effort?
Well, one of the things that really has been a tremendous benefit is helping me manage the workload of the existing contracting staff. When I first got to Schedule 70, each one of the contracting officers, senior contracting officers, had about 80 contracts in the Schedule 70 world that they were responsible for managing. And as we shifted some of the contracts off their work plate, they're now managing only about 40 contracts. So it's a much more balanced workload, and that frees them up to focus on some of those really critical acquisition issues.
Do the agency customers, are you hearing from them about this? Are there any benefits or positive remarks or negative remarks that you're hearing from them?
You know, it's interesting. I think we have heard a little bit about ease of use and searching. But the other benefit, and something, again, for us to work through, is Schedule 70, like the other schedules, is continuously open. So for everyone that we cancel, we have new that are coming on. We have about 30 to 40 new offers a month. So that's quite a few new opportunities there.
Typically, people talk about there's 5,000 schedule holders on IT-70. Is that a pretty consistent mark? So even though it's a 20% reduction, you're still at that same 5,000 point. But what you're doing is just, in many ways, ensuring that the strongest contractors, the most active ones, are really staying on schedule.
It is a pretty consistent number, and that's exactly right. But I think the difference is, as we kind of work through this issue, then hopefully the contracts that we are bringing in really meet that new innovative, you know, IT technology need that our customers demand and need. We talk a lot in GSA about skating to where the puck is going to be, and that's really what we're trying to do. Have those contracts in place so our customers have what they need down the road.